KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today, a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, the Atlantic Police Department reports the arrest on Saturday of a woman from central Iowa. 28-year-old Jill Hanselman of Boone was arrested for OWI first offense. She was transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. Last Friday, officers arrested 18-year-old Nicholas Renner of Atlantic for violation of probation. He was transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in as well. The APD said they also investigated two recent accidents. One took place Saturday morning in the Dollar General parking lot. Officials say vehicles driven by John Fredrickson of Atlantic and Nichelle Whipple of Messina were both traveling northbound and approaching the entrance to the Dollar General from Walmart. Fredrickson's vehicle was slowing and stopping to make a left-hand turn when it was struck by Whipple's vehicle. Authorities say Fredrickson planned to stop by the Cass County Hospital to be checked for possible injuries. There were no citations issued, and damage was estimated at a combined $4,200. The other accident happened late Friday morning at the intersection of 5th and Chestnut Streets. Vehicles driven by Christopher Bowman of Audubon and Suzanne Just of Atlantic collided as Bowman was eastbound and stopped to back up into a parking stall. Just was also traveling east on 5th Street. Bowman didn't see Just's car behind him, proceeded to back up, and hit the Just vehicle in the front bumper. No citations were issued and no injuries were reported. The damage amounted to $1,800. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
No injuries were reported following a minor traffic accident Monday afternoon in Red Oak. Officials of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office say 84-year-old Bruce Burr of Red Oak pulled into a residential driveway and had proceeded to back up in an attempt to turn around and head the other direction on South 6th Street when the SUV he was driving hit a legally parked Chevy Impala. Damage from the mishap, which happened at around 1 p.m., amounted to $2,000. There were no citations issued. The Iowa State Patrol late yesterday morning released the names of the persons involved in a fatal motorcycle versus car crash that occurred over the weekend in Taylor County. The man who died Saturday was the operator of the cycle, 53-year-old Kendall Wallace of Cookeville, Tennessee. Wallace died at the scene. The driver of the other car was identified as 19-year-old Forrest Greenwood of Clarinda. Greenwood was injured during the crash, which occurred at the intersection of Highways 2 and Main Street in Newmarket. That accident happened around 7:35 p.m. Officials say the 2001 Pontiac Grand Am driven by Greenwood was traveling east on Highway 2 at the same time Wallace's 1981 Honda motorcycle was traveling west. When the car made a left turn in front of the cycle, the motorcycle crashed into the side of the vehicle. Greenwood was transported to the Clarinda Hospital. The accident remains under investigation. The Saturday traffic crash toll has risen to 8 now with the death of a 62-year-old Des Moines man who'd been driving his motorcycle with his wife. Everett Foe died at a Des Moines hospital on Monday. He and his wife, Laura, on Saturday were riding back to Des Moines after a vacation in Branson, Missouri, when he lost control of his motorcycle on I-35 in Warren County. The State Patrol says Laura Foe died at the scene of that crash. Everett Foe was flown to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. At least 6 other people died after traffic accidents elsewhere in Iowa on Saturday. The Iowa Department of Transportation is taking bids to develop an application for smartphones that allows parents to track their teens' behavior behind the wheel. DOT spokeswoman Tracy Bramble said once the app is installed on a teen's phone, It would disable texting while the teen is in the driver's seat and monitor their driving habits.
It tracks things like speed and whether they stop at a stop sign or don't stop at a stop sign. There'll be a parent portal where a parent can log in with a secure ID so only they can see their child's information. And then what we're hoping it'll do is start a conversation between parents and kids about safe driving.
The app is to be called Text Later. Bramble says once installed on the driver's phone, the app will create a trip log each time a vehicle is going more than 15 miles an hour.
What we're hoping the app will do is disable the text function of their phone as a kid is driving. They will be able to, if they are a passenger, log on as a passenger, but their parent again will be able to see that they logged on as a passenger.
Bramble says the department also wants the app to block all notifications so teens won't be tempted to check their phones while driving. She says they hope to make Text Later available by early 2014. The DOT is promoting the upcoming app this week at the Iowa State Fair. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education last night approved a recommendation by Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein allowing district FFA students to attend the National FFA Convention in Louisville, Kentucky this fall. Eric Miller, agriculture education instructor and FFA advisor, told the board it's a great opportunity for 7 students who are selected to attend the convention to learn and make new friends from around the country.
It's one of those activities that is... it's a real good way for our FFA chapter to kind of gain publicity and kind of get some stuff here in our community and our school. I know one of the things I talked to with the kids this summer, there was a lot of really active students that really wanted to participate in this. And so this is something I think is very important for our chapter. There's a lot of leadership experience. There's a lot of... just different activities that they can attend.
The convention is slated to take place October 30th through November 2nd. The keynote speaker is University of Louisville head basketball coach Rick Pitino, who will talk about his 10-step motivational process to success. Other speakers include New York City Fire Department veteran Joe Torrio, who was twice buried in the Twin Tower collapses on 9/11 as he took part in rescue efforts, and other speakers. Entertainment includes a concert by country music star Dierks Bentley, a rodeo, hypnotist show, and a dance. Miller says more than 5,000 students are expected to attend the convention, which allows the students to come out of their local group shell and meet people they might otherwise not have the opportunity to meet.
Our students will have an opportunity to meet with kids from all over the country and 3 other parts of the United States: Guam, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands. One of the things that our convention has is a booklet on the back. It's got a signature page. It's called the Hall of States, and I have it as part of the activity that they have to go find somebody from each one of those states, introduce themselves, have them write down their name, an email address, some way we can kind of verify that this is a real thing, that this is a real person.
Miller says giving students an assignment to collect the names of other students from around the country and its territories makes for a good icebreaker. He says usually the first night of the convention, the kids stick together in the same group they came in, but by the end of the convention, they made new friends and shared experiences. It also gives them some life lessons on how to stay safe in a big city.
Sometimes when we go on these trips, this is the first time these kids have ever gone on an overnight trip without mom and dad right there. So we also teach them life lessons while we're out there. Like, specifically, you see a homeless person. Do you want to open up your wallet, show them all the cash in your wallet, and then hand them a dollar? No, I mean, that's a safety issue. And so that's something we talk about. You know, how do we survive in a city? We talk about locations, like where we're going to meet if there is an incident, probably never going to happen. But, we go through all these little safety things just because I want these kids to be prepared and be safe for this.
The trip is being paid for through local fundraising efforts and other sources. It's the first time in over 10 years students from Atlantic have attended a national FFA convention. Taking a look at national news, firefighters in central Idaho could be facing more problems today as they battle a 141-square-mile fast-moving wildfire that's forced evacuations in 2 communities. Thunderstorms are forecast, and that's put firefighters on high alert. And just a little to the south, another wildfire has burned through 225 square miles with the help of escalating winds and high temperatures. Fewer Americans are delinquent in making credit card payments. The credit reporting agency TransUnion says from April to June, the rate of credit card payments at least 90 days overdue fell to just under 0.5%. That's the lowest level since 1994. College tuition is expensive, but feeding and housing students costs even more. A College Board survey says, for example, that last year, students attending in-state 4-year public universities paid an average of $8,655 in tuition. For food and housing combined, the cost was a little more than $9,200. And U.S. retail sales edged up in July despite a drop in auto sales. The Commerce Department's retail sales increased 0.2% in July from June. Sales had risen 0.6% in June from May. The change in both months was driven by autos, which surged 2.9% in June but fell 1% in July. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, James Highland Jr., age 91, of Griswold, died August the 4th at the Griswold Care Center. A funeral mass for James Highland Jr. will be today at 11 o'clock at the Creighton University Retreat Center in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Marvin Thompson, age 76, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Marvin Thompson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Donald Thrain, age 70, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Donald Thrain will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Nola Jane Lund, age 66, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Friday at the Creighton University Medical Center. Funeral services for Nola Lund will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dorothy Schechinger, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy Schechinger will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Eugene Jean Johansson, age 68, of Audubon, died Thursday in Des Moines. Per his wishes, his body was cremated and a private disposition of Jean Johansson's cremains will be held at a later date. And Warren Jacobson, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Services for Warren Jacobson are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.